Phil, could you just start by saying your name and title for the record, please?
Yeah, Philip DiBella, founder and managing director of the Coffee Commune.
Phil, we've seen the news this morning from BCN Event Group of them going into voluntary liquidation. It's obviously quite sad news. Is this sort of a sign for the hospitality industry in Queensland and Brisbane, I guess?
It certainly is, Ariana. It's very sad. They're a quality group. They're a quality outfit. They do a great job with what they do. And when you have, good businesses, good operators, and the one for listeners to really understand is they're a busy outfit and still struggling. It's just unprecedented times, and we're going to see a lot more of it. Melbourne's been a hospitality leader for a long time. Melbourne's rents up until recently have been cheaper than Brisbane. People go out more in Melbourne, and we're starting to see icons like Chin Chin close, famous pubs close, and recently in Sydney, Tetsuya's. So it is going to happen. It's going to happen more often, unfortunately, which is very sad. But it just because a place is busy and got lots of people doesn't mean that they're going to be sustainable and be able to pay their bills.
And what do you think sort of behind a bit of the liquidation? Was it a combination of cost of living, COVID-19, or is it a lot more?
Yeah. Look, I've been in hospitality 35 years now and 22 years owning a business, and this is the first time everything's gone up at once. And to clarify it so that consumers and customers around get it, the levers of what your cost base haven't changed. So it's wages, it's cost of goods, it's utilities, it's rent and GST. And the only one that hasn't changed is GST. GST is still 10%. However, wages have gone up from, say, 5 years ago, wages were in the, $22 to $24 an hour to now $34, $38 an hour without penalty rates. Rents have gone up about 10% in the last, 24 months. Utilities is the big one. Utilities now are something you've got a budget for, whereas before they were just something you paid. And cost of goods have gone through the roof. So this is the first time that all of those areas have gone up. And simply put, the customer is not prepared to pay the same amount of money that the venue needs to be able to sustain what's gone up. And so we're going to see a lot more of it. We used to see hospitality businesses make about a 20% profit. The proven and the data shows, it's have come out by, be a Shrapnel and these guys, if a cafe or restaurant is operating completely successful, they're in single-digit profit mode right now. So just because you see a place full doesn't mean that the spend per head is what it used to be. I can tell you from our data that this time last year, the average transaction was $19.50 and it's down now to about $14.30.
That is incredibly concerning. Is that sort of what you're hearing on the ground with other businesses as well?
Yeah, correct. Look, and then you throw on top of that government and their stupid decisions, like the federal government, putting back time restrictions of 24 hours per week for international students and visas at a time that there is no staff available. But at a time, who can survive on 24 hours a week work? And you've got government making decisions like that without consultation to the industry, they're just adding pressures on top. And you know what's happened is people have just gone, you know what? And this is what happened with Chin Chin, who's been around for 30 years in Melbourne and quite a landmark and famous, said, this is just getting far too hard to operate. It's time to retire. And we're going to see a lot more of that, unfortunately.
And do you think other businesses will pop up sort of taking the place of places like Chin Chin, I guess?
Not if they're sane, because why would you do it? I mean, let's be honest. Hospitality, to run a hospitality venue right now, the amount of time it takes, the amount of risk it takes, the amount of capital it takes is high. But in saying that too, we have come off the back pre-COVID. We did come off the back of 10 and 11 years of really, really good times for cafes and restaurants. Unfortunately, what happened in that time is a lot of people didn't put safety net money away. The ones that are living through the moment right now are those that that were conservative in the good times, that they were they were making a dollar and saving 20 or 30 cents. They weren't spending at all. They weren't overcapitalizing. They've put away a lifeboat, and now they're using that lifeboat to get them through the tough times, because hopefully we will come through it. But it is going to be a tough 3 years. And interest rate rises have obviously been a big cursor to that, because the biggest expense for a household is their mortgage or their rent. And interest rates has directly impacted the disposable income of a household.
I know the Coffee Commune is mainly hospitality, but do you feel like other industries might follow?
Oh, for sure. Look, Coffee Commune gets some great data in hospitality. It's a great leader to see. But there's, people are getting their hair cut less. So you've talked to hairdressers, somebody who might have gone to the hairdresser with my hair. You don't need to go to the hairdresser. I cut it myself, fortunately. But, you know, someone might have gone to the hairdresser once every 2 weeks or 3 weeks and now going once a month. We're seeing stuff like that. The new car sales are down, people that lease a vehicle, because obviously interest rates used to be 2 to 3% for interest rates on a lease. They're now up around 7 or 8%. So, of course, the higher something costs, the less disposable income. And isn't it funny that governments don't want to talk about disposable income? They want to talk about what's the average wage or the average earning per person. It's not the earning per person. It's how much disposable income is left after they pay all of their expenses and their bills. That's the key number for any household.
That is so interesting and such a incredibly relevant fact at the moment, how much disposable income. Those were all my questions. Anything else you wanted to add?
Oh, look, it is time, and my biggest advice for people, and I've done this, I come from a family of conservatives. My dad used to earn $450 a week, but there was no brand new car, there was no two TVs, there was no air conditioner. If we learn one thing right now is don't ever live beyond your means. In good times, plan for bad, so that in bad times you can actually prosper in the good times.
Fab. Thank you so much for your time, Phil, and really, really appreciate it.